that's already there. I would like to invite the answer that's already there. See, when I do the course, I do whatever it says when it says it. It's amazing how it works, because since it told me I didn't have to believe it, it took all the pressure off of me. Because I used to not want to practice something until I had deemed it credible and correct. So unless I say this is true, what you're saying, it isn't true. All right, it won't be true for you. But I would love the idea of love already being in me, true for me. I would love the idea of not losing, be true for me. I would love the idea of having relationships that I'm not afraid to lose, be true for me. I love the idea that I deserve to be loved and to be treated right, to be true for me, because that's the only thing it's saying. Anybody else?
Yeah.
They like that to be true for them?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna read through the rest of the paragraph. It says, you need but invite him in who is there already by recognizing that his host is one, and no thought alien to his oneness can abide with him there. Love must be total to give love welcome, for the presence of holiness, which is the presence of love, creates the holiness, creates the love that surrounds it. No fear can touch the host who cradles God in the time of Christ, for the host is as holy as the perfect innocence in which he protects and whose power protects him. Only love must be total to give love welcome. And don't forget, here's the sentence that leaped out. The presence of holiness creates the holiness that surrounds it. So the presence of love creates the love that surrounds it. The more you are aware of the presence of love in you, the more love that will surround you. So we think the way that you have love surround you is to look outside of ourselves for the love and try to get it. And then you'll have it. The Course says, no, it's just the opposite. You become aware of the presence of the truth within yourself, the love within yourself, the peace within yourself, the happiness within yourself, the joy within yourself, and the joy that you recognize, the light that you recognize, the holiness that you recognize, the innocence that you recognize in yourself will create the love and draw the love that will surround it. So that's much easier than me trying to get it through impressing you, or you trying to get it from impressing me. Good deal. So no fear can touch the host who cradles love. So if I'm cradling the truth in me, if I'm loving the truth in me, if I'm appreciating the truth in me, then I will not be afraid. See everything this book is talking about for you and in you until you can see it for yourself.
Thank you.
Can I do that for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That's what I love about this class, is that's what I get a chance to do. It's not about what I say to you to me anymore. What I look forward to 3 times a week is getting the chance to see you in ways you may not be seeing yourself. That's my get off.
I like that.
Yeah. I like to love you behind your back. I like to think good things about you and don't even care if you believe it or even welcome it. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And you know what? And the transformation that's happening within my own life is beyond my wildest dreams. I can't even begin to tell you how cool my life is, because I love you. Now, if you haven't gotten to that point that you really see the light in yourself, your first reaction to me would be, he's just full of crap. That's okay, because I already told you I'm going to see you the way you don't see yourself until you can see yourself the way I see you. So therefore, your reactions to my love don't mean anything to me. Because if it did, I couldn't keep my agreement to keep loving you in spite of what you do. So rule number one is, I can't let the way you respond stop me from seeing you the way you are. Or else it would be a conditional love. And I'd be withdrawing it like we do as soon as a person don't act the way you think they ought to be acting or responding the way you think they should be responding to your kind acts.
See, I just love to hear it even if you are full of crap.
That's the same response. That's exactly the way the same man would operate. It's like, I don't care if you are lying. That's something I'd like to be true. But then ask yourself, what would I have to gain by telling you this? Other than peace. I mean, I'm not hiding that I'm saying this because I want peace in my life and peace in your peace. I'm telling you what my motive is. Peace.
Yeah.
So, Christ, from a Course perspective, is nothing but you becoming aware of who you really are at such an incredibly powerful level that you can never be afraid about anything.
Wow. Clap, Joy.
Thank you so much, Joy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for appreciating me like that. Thank you. This Christmas, give the Holy Spirit everything that would hurt you. So this is what you, so you're supposed to give a gift on Christmas too. This is what God wants. Everything you use to hurt you. So whatever it is that's causing you pain, whoever it is that you think is causing you pain, give them to the Holy Spirit. Give them to your loving, right mind from the Creator. That's the Holy Spirit. So I want to take everything that's hurt me, and I want to give it to my sane mind. I want to give it to God. I want to give it to the higher power. This Christmas, this end of sacrifice, I want to give to my loving mind everything that would hurt me. Let yourself be healed completely. Now, would you be willing to let yourself be healed completely? So this is an interesting statement. Let yourself be healed. Let yourself be healed. Stop trying to heal yourself. Let yourself be healed. Stop trying to heal yourself. Stop trying to heal yourself. Let yourself be healed completely so that you may join with God, with love, in healing. Okay, how would I join in love? How could I allow myself to be a healer? How can I allow myself to be someone that brings love and happiness to others unless I let myself be completely made happy? So the Course is saying, the Creator is saying to us, stop trying to heal yourself. The whole idea of loss is of your own making. Aren't you tired of these bargain relationships where you're trying to feel some scrap of safety where you really don't? Aren't you tired of seeing the results of the way you think, which is giving yourself temporary happiness every now and then? Well, let yourself be made happy completely. Let yourself be healed completely so that you can join with me in the idea of healing. So, let's celebrate our release together. Let's celebrate our release together by releasing everyone with us. I'm going to celebrate my release because I'm going to release everybody with me. I'm going to celebrate my peace because I'm going to release everybody to peace with me. So the way that you celebrate is you give everybody else what you have that's making you so happy. So if you have some peace and you're feeling good, you know what I'm going to do for you, Debbie?
Yeah.
I'm going to be a means for peace in your life. I'm going to release you from any idea of sacrifice. I'm going to free you from any idea that you got to act out in my scripts.
I'm going to support you in who you really are. And when you forget who you are, I'm going to remind you who you are, which is someone that deserves love and only love that never ends, that only increases and that lasts forever. When you forget it, I'll remind you. When I turn into a crazy black dude, you remind me. Because sometimes people forget I got an ego too and expect Earl to always be happy and perfect and everything, you know what I'm saying? So I need somebody when I go crazy that also remember who I am too. Will you do that for me?